Money Radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Hi, I'm Tom Koch. When markets roil, when they have high volatility, when there's a big sell-off, when there's some would call a panic, I've noticed that the financial media has a tendency to immediately turn to target date funds and say, aha, see, they didn't work. You lost money. Your value went down. And so I read with great interest recently an article in the Wall Street Journal comparing a couple of the target date funds, both around return and around risk volatility. And in this case, we're looking at 2020 target date funds, which is these are people that are retiring, right? And this is a nerve-wracking thing. If you're retiring and the market is gone down recently or gone back up as more recently, this is a concerning thing. There's a lot of studies around sequence risk, right? Around I retired tomorrow and then the market did what it was going to do for the next few years. What impact does that have on my portfolio? It has a lot. But I want to make sure everyone is clear on these target date funds. So they compared the T. Rowe Price Retirement 2020 Fund to the J.P. Morgan Smart Retirement 2020. Interestingly enough, T. Rowe Price's fund, which has had a much better return over the last 10 years than the J.P. Morgan. In fact, 1 percentage point a year. Now, that doesn't sound like much, but if you started with $100,000, at the end of the decade, you ended up with almost $20,000 more in the T. Rowe Price Retirement 2020 Fund. That sounds all well and good, but then what happens when the market goes down, when stocks lose their value? Well, the J.P. Morgan Fund only fell 10, and the T. Rowe Price, it fell 14. This is always the trade-off, and people misunderstand that a target date fund somehow is going to take care of you in rough times. And both of these funds have considerable stock asset allocations, right? Vanguard, by the way, as recently as 2006, added 10 percentage points for all of its target date funds, 10 percentage points in stocks, allocating more heavily to stock. So what about target date funds in general? Now, this industry, the industry of mutual funds, in the industry of 401k plans, target date funds are becoming a dominant force. I think I read not long ago that in not too many years, $2 out of $3 in 401k plans will be in target date funds. And you know us well enough to know that we don't think anybody should have a cookie cutter portfolio because, as I just pointed out, one target date fund, you lost 10%. One target date fund, you lost almost 15%. So where are we on target date funds? Well, first of all, you need to know what sort of risk you're willing to take in your portfolio. That's why we offer the risk quiz. Absolutely free. That will help you understand where you are around volatility. But for many of you, and this sounds a little condescending, but it's not meant to be, a target date fund makes sense because you don't have to do anything other than put the money in there. And recently, you would have needed to rebalance your portfolio if you're using several funds in your 401k. You would have been selling bonds and buying stocks. You don't even have to do that. Number two, a target date fund keeps you in stocks. Many of you, you've been calling the show. You've been calling us and saying, I want to sell my stock portfolio because it's gone down. No, you should be buying stocks when they go down. Here's another advantage to target date funds. Much lower cost generally than the other funds in your portfolio. How do I know that? Well, we look at 401k plans regularly. We even have a website, 401411.com, where we've looked at plans and shown you here's what we think the asset allocation should be. Okay, so if a target date fund's not good enough, here's an idea. You could consider Paul Merriman's two-fund approach, which I love because it's a target date fund plus small companies. So now you're getting a little more exposure to those smaller and in some cases more value-oriented firms that you probably should have exposure to that have provided greater lift. By the way, they provided greater downside in this recent bear market. And if you don't like that approach, you can send us your portfolio. We look at those. You go to 401-411.com, send us the list of funds you could invest in. We will build a portfolio for you. So it's not time to throw target date funds out because the market has gone down. Instead, for many of you, this is a good long-term approach. Set it and forget it, buy and hold, whatever that is, to keep you properly invested, to keep you rebalanced, and to do it at a fairly low price. I'm Tom Cock.
Talking Real Money. We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, knowing can accurately and consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That should keep the lawyers happy.